Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Booted clear once more by Vassos. Ashwood City try and clear their lines. Eric Van Smith screams from the dugout to get his players moving and closing down. But they don't need to anymore. The unfancied, the unlikely, the unruly have undone the Spanish Giants. The armada of the world's finest talent sunk and routed in their own waters.
Look, Ashwood City are a mighty, mighty force. Okufo, Kevin, Luna, Vassos, Broom, these are top, top, top players. But nobody expected this tonight, to come into the Champions League and snatch and smash and grab and claw and tear and rip 3 points off these lot is staggering. And huge credit to these boys. Eric Van Smith is back at the wheel, Peter.
He certainly is, Billy. What a moment for him. What a moment for Ashwood City. And what a moment for those fans there. It finishes at the Nou Camp. Barcelona 0, Ashwood City 1.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. See you later, Woody. Yes, hello, it's Patrick Nolan, MBE. Apologies, I missed your call. I was away in Barcelona on business. So, Dartley Park. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you think you have a buyer?
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
A few moments ago, Buckingham Palace announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The palace has just issued this statement. It says the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral.
The Queen has passed away. The Queen died peacefully, the royal family says, at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96.
Reine Elisabeth II est morte à l'âge de 96 ans, dont 70 ans de règne.
Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren, ich begrüße Sie zur Tagesschau. Königin Elisabeth II ist tot. Das teilte der Buckingham Palace in London mit.
The mourning period that began yesterday with the passing of 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II continued as thousands gathered outside Buckingham Palace. And across the world, tributes poured in for the late Queen, whose loss is felt deepest among her people.
Well, following the news on the passing of Britain's longest reigning monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, the Premier League has said it is postponing this weekend's soccer matches for more on the late.
I think the response is maybe more mixed than people expected, and certainly one thing we should say is the government, the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, made clear to sports that you don't have to postpone any sporting events on any occasion during this period of mourning, even including the day of the state funeral, which we're still waiting for confirmation on.
Today is the day, Monday the 19th of September. A sad day, a historic day. The day the nation comes together in remembering our magnificent Queen Elizabeth II. A reminder that Ashwood City Football Club will be opening their doors to Dartley Park, with now only single seats remaining for their day-long event, including presentations from the League Cup winning team of 1987, live performances, and, of course, the entirety of the Queen's funeral shown live on the big screen down there at the stadium. Now, if you are yet to make plans for today, then this is your final reminder that there are now only single seats available. Visit ashwoodcity.com to grab your place for this momentous occasion. We've got today's bangers and cash coming up in a little while, but for now, here's Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf.
Oi, and I want Union Jacks all around, OK? One there, one there. Jesus Christ, get that fucking Ukrainian flag down. They're winning now, anyway. Just put a Union Jack there, OK? Thank you.
Patrick Nolan.
Ah, Simon Napier-Fox.
God bless Her Majesty, eh?
Yeah, very sad, very sad. What an incredible woman. May the Lord rest her soul.
She did her duty.
She did her duty, absolutely.
With dignity.
Yep, loads of dignity.
And she served her
country. Served her country.
Quite a remarkable person. I met her once. When one of mine won the Grand National, she came up to me after the race in the winner's circle, you know.
Oh, I know it, yeah.
And she said, "Congratulations, Simon. Magnificent beast."
Wow, well, what a compliment.
No, she was pointing at the horse when she said that bit.
Of course, of course. God bless, God bless, God rest her. Amen, of course.
And then she smiled and went on her way.
Well, yeah. I actually met her once too. God rest her. Yeah,
oh, she, God rest her.
Yeah, she opened the hospital in Ashwood about 10 years or so ago. I was there.
You opened the hospital with her? Goodness.
No, I had a fungal infection on my big toe. Was one of the first patients. Yeah, horrible. It was really purple, but the nail was black and green and just full of pus and stuff. But yeah, they popped it and drained it, sewed it up, got it all disinfected, gave me antibiotics. Yeah. Anyway, she came into the reception and she looked over at me and she smiled, you know, as if to say, "You hang in there, Patrick Nolan." And I did. I did. God rest her.
God rest her.
Very sad.
So sad.
So, yeah, in honour of Her Majesty, God bless her soul and her spirit, and yeah, we are hosting a watch-along event for the funeral today. Big screen up there, as you can see already, and raring, seeing as there's no football. So, and then we actually sold out every single seat, and with obviously the greatest respect to our beloved Queen. Today is about showcasing to you the commercial might of this place. You know, if you go through with this purchase, this kind of event is a good example of what this place can do. Yeah, we've got a stage there on the pitch for performances and speeches and, yeah, God bless her.
Of course, yeah. And I realise these are very sad times.
Mm-hmm.
But how much per ticket?
Very, very sad times. 40 quid a ticket.
God bless. And that's 40 times how many seats?
40 times 39,500, full sellout. May she rest in peace.
So sad.
Very sad.
So, that's the best part of 1.5 million.
Yep, God bless.
God bless. Okay, that's good to know. Very sad occasion, of course.
Very sad.
But good to know.
Of course, yeah, yeah. In honour of Her Majesty, the club shop is also selling merchandise. You know, shirts with 96 Queen on the back, for example.
Very touching.
Very much so. There's also programmes that we've had especially printed. They're arriving shortly.
Oh, she would have loved that.
She would have absolutely loved it, yeah. Yeah, she also would have loved that we've bid for the Joshua Fury fight in December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, if you did purchase the stadium in time...
That would be quite something.
Absolutely.
She would have loved that.
Oh, ever so much, yeah.
Very sad.
So sad.
How much per programme?
Well, they're special edition collector's items, you know, for this monumentally sad occasion.
Of course, yeah.
So we're looking at £10 each?
That's great. A very moving tribute.
Yeah.
Overheads?
Nothing. They're about 12p to print.
Excellent. So sad.
So sad.
Great. My team and I are going to keep looking around and we'll speak again later. Very promising. God save the king.
God save the king. Cheers, Simon. God bless. God rest. Yep. Oh, cunt. Fucking hell. Did anyone see you deliver these programmes? Hello, anyone? It says Queen Elizabeth II. Like, not Roman numerals. Like, the fucking number two. Like, she's a sequel or a fucking iPhone. Fuck!
God bless. Very sad day.
So sad. Very sad. God rest her. Oh, fuck's sake. Right, on page 17, this is a picture of Princess Anne, not Elizabeth. Oh, fuck it. Just fuck it. Just get these to the vendors and start flogging them, please. Oh, and can we do a sound check as well for the main stage? Arthur Green is doing a speech and he's Northern Irish, which is hard enough to understand at the best of times. Same goes for Kieran, who's going to be up there talking absolute shit.
All a bit much today, isn't it, Patrick?
Ever so sad, yeah. Yeah, she'll be looking down and smiling on us today, though. You know? God bless.
Absolutely. I just wondered, actually, as it's a bank holiday, do we get overtime or time and a half sort of thing?
It's such a tough time, isn't it? You know, such sad news. And if you want to go and mourn, then that is absolutely fine.
No. I'm happy to work. It's just...
Then work.
But, I mean, because it's a bank holiday, I just thought...
I'm sensing that this isn't what she would have wanted, OK? You know, I think it's disrespectful to Her Majesty to be demanding more money on a day like today, all right? So let's just pay a little respect to our late Queen and leave the disputes to one side. Thanks so much. God bless. God save the King.
Patrick, look at this banner. It's so sweet.
Thank you for everything, Mum.
Isn't it amazing?
Wow, that's got me, that has. That's, yeah, well, thank the fans who made this for me, will you?
Of course I will.
And also let them know it's an £800 charge to bring a banner into the stadium. Okay, thank you. God bless.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this funeral service at Dartley Park, honouring Queen Elizabeth II. Just above me on the big screen is where we will be tuning in live to the funeral procession in a little over half an hour. But first, it's time to hear from not only a man who met the Queen on a number of occasions, but the last person to lift a trophy for Ashwood City Football Club. Ladies and gentlemen, the 1987 League Cup winner himself, the captain, the leader, the legend, Arthur Green.
Hello. Hello there. It's an honour, really is an honour to be back here at Dartley Park. Such sad circumstances, but I won't keep you too long. I wanted to share with you my personal experiences of meeting Queen Elizabeth II, the late, wonderful, magnificent Queen Elizabeth II. I was fortunate enough to meet the Queen on three separate occasions, the first one, of course, being when we walked up those famous steps at Wembley Stadium, 1987, I'll never forget the day. And she looked me in the eye and she just said, congratulations, congratulations. And she meant it. I'm not saying she's an Ashwood fan, but she meant it. She had such passion for so many things in life. No more so than when I met her on the second occasion.
Simon.
Patrick, hi. Beautiful occasion.
Just beautiful, yeah.
But very sad.
Yeah, sad. So, what do you think? You see the potential of this place?
It really is incredible, and to see it like this on such a somber day is quite amazing. Just curious, the naming rights?
They would be all yours.
Right, right. Such a somber day, though.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And I remember when I met Her Majesty for the third time. It was in the early 90s in South Africa, and apartheid was coming to an end, which was a very, very scary time for the white people in South Africa. So she came to meet with all the white people and shook their hands and offered them comfort and compassion in what was a very, very difficult few weeks and months. For them, because a lot of people forget about the white people in South Africa, but no, she didn't.
Mm. Just excuse me one second, Simon.
So sad.
Yeah.
I always remember that act of kindness.
Guys, can we wrap Arthur up, please? It's getting a bit racist out there.
You may recognise, or okay. I think I've gone over my limit, folks. Really great to see you all, and God bless the Queen, and long live the King. Long live the King. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, former club captain Arthur Green. Wow, what an absolute legend. Now, before I bring out another legend, it's time for us here at Dartley Park to show our respect for Her Majesty. Would you please respectfully join us in a minute's silence? Thank you all so much. And that minute's silence was brought to you by iBet Gamble Smart. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard from the captain of 1987. Now let's hear from the captain of 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, Kieran Broome.
Hiya, how you doing? It's me, it's Kieran. How you doing? Got a black tie on today, because it's sad. Today, isn't it? Today is sad. The Queen the Queen was a big figure in Britain. She is the... was... God, I've written it in wrong tense. The Queen... It was a really, really important person to lots and lots and lots and lots of people. Not just in England, but in the UK and in Scotland and loads of places around the world who put her head on stuff. Yeah. Canada. Canada has her head on their money. And I think some other places do as well. And that's how important she is, was. So, my mate said to me the other day, and I didn't actually know this, but this is how important she must have been, right? Apparently, she even has a band named after her called Queen. Yep, you know them, the lads. So, I thought, you know what? There's a live band here, isn't there? So, in honour of Her Royal Majesty Highness, we are going to play one right now. Let's go! Hit it! Go! Yeah, come on, let's see those hands in the air. You all know this one, don't you? Woo! Hey, aren't they good, this band? Here we go. The Queen walks wearily down the street. She wasn't feeling well, struggling to keep on her own 2 feet. Proper poorly, you can tell. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on edge of your seat? Out of the TV, the bulletin's hit. It's the BBC saying, another one bites the dust. Come on, sing it with me. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, Charles, it'll happen to you. Another one bites the dust. Come on, let's see you clapping along. Come on. How
do you think we're gonna get along without you now you've gone? You left us with Charles and Prince Andrew, and apparently he is a nonce. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Now they're all queuing down the street. All over telly, the bulletin's hit as the nation weeps. Come on, everybody! Another one bites the dust. Come on, let's have you. Another one bites the dust.
What? What do you mean? About 3 minutes more.
Oh, well, cut me off early, they're running out of time, but, oh, that were great, that were cracking, that. She'll be having a right boogie and a coffin to that, won't she? Yeah, so...
That's it, time's up.
Oh, well, hang on a minute, I thought I were going to put big telly on.
Yeah, we're doing that now.
No, it says on thing that I was supposed to do it.
Right, okay, just hit that button there.
Okay, all right.
And now it's time to tune in live to the funeral proceedings. Enjoy. Not enjoy, sorry, just watch it. Just watch it.
Oh, thank goodness, I was just starting to get scared. I've lost everyone.
Fucking hell, what's happening here? Is that her?
No, that's the mummy, for God's sake. You've put it on the wrong channel.
Guys, we need to override the screen. That's Channel 5. It's fucking Channel 5. That's the mummy. Guys, change the fucking channel. All I can see is Brendan Fraser's massive fucking head.
That's £75 and going £75.
Hang on.
That's bargain hunt. Come on.
Looks like a bloody car park.
Grand Designs.
Oh,
mummy. Oh, go back. That was it. Yes, there. Stop. Now, stop.
Very sad day, isn't it?
Yes, it's fucking sad.
Our offer is just here, as discussed.
Oh, terrific. Oh, you've already picked a naming rights partner.
Credit Master. Yeah, the lending and investment arm of our business.
Of course, yeah.
Listen, Patrick, if you ever have any other parts of the club that you'd like to list, please do let us know. Football and culture is one of our key areas of expansion.
Thanks, Simon. I appreciate it.
And you're comfortable with the leasing costs here?
Yeah, all fine, as agreed.
Excellent. Well, we'll get those funds over to you in due course. We're looking forward to being Ashwood City's landlord.
And we're looking forward to being your tenant.
Bye, Patrick.
See you, Simon. Now that is how to pull an economic lever, ker-fucking-ching. Hey, Theo.
Yes, Patrick?
You come meet me in my office for a second. Hi.
Hi, Patrick. Quite the day for Dartley Park, eh?
Quite the day, yes. For Credit Master Stadium.
For?
New name, new owner.
Jesus.
Not Jesus. No, Simon Napier Fox. Big cheese in the city. Yeah, a banker's banker, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, we just got a cash injection, put it that way.
Do we still play games here?
Oh, yeah, just a leasing situation. So, listen, Theo, my offer to you is officially withdrawn.
I actually need to talk to you. Hey, offer? You never made me an offer.
A redundancy offer.
That's not an offer, that's a demand that I leave.
Well, it's no longer required. Okay, listen, mate, you are good at your job, yeah, and it's important. I was wrong to single you out. I know how much you do for this place, and I know how much of your heart and soul is invested in the football club, you know, so I want you to stay.
I've actually just had an offer.
Oh, right.
It's from the FA. And actually, it's what I've always wanted to do.
Okay, that's great, mate. You know, I'm pleased for you.
Thanks, and thank you for, you know, trying to keep me.
So, this is it.
This is it. Put her there.
Oh, come here.
Oh,
good for you, mate.
Thanks.
I still have to serve out my notice until the World Cup.
Oh, all right, fuck off then.
Unless I take the redundancy offer, would that mean more money up front for me, or...?
Out.
Long live the king.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.